Investing in your own growth and self-development isn't selfish, it's self-care. This is the Rebranded Podcast, the show where we hear about personal development and career growth. You'll learn what it takes to highlight yourself on your resume and beyond your resume. Remember, it's never too late to rebrand yourself and your career. I'm Tanikia, and this is the Rebranded Podcast. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Rebranded. I'm your host, Tanikia, and today we have an insightful discussion lined up about something that can truly transform our work lives, gratitude in the workplace. So, we're going to dive right in. Have you ever wondered about the impact of gratitude on your overall well-being at work? Studies show that expressing gratitude can significantly boost happiness, reduce stress, and contribute to improved mental health. It's like a superpower that we all have but might not use to its full potential. This is one benefit of gratitude, one of many. So let's say, I'm going to give you an example. So you wake up in the morning, you may not be in the best of mood, but one thing you can say to express gratitude, you know, I'm not in the best of mood and I don't feel like going into work today, but I'm thankful to have a job, a full-time job at that. Turning your mindset from negative to positive can shift everything. And again, reducing stress and boosting that happiness. Moving on. How can we incorporate those gratitude practices in our daily work routines? One simple strategy is expressing appreciation. Imagine the ripple effect of a heartfelt thank you. We'll also explore celebrating small achievements and even the power of keeping a gratitude journal. Now, I know you may not journal, or you may not even feel like it, or you may be thinking, like, how would I even have the time to journal? But having a gratitude journal is beneficial. These small practices can make a huge difference. So I did mention saying thank you. It's one way of expressing appreciation. Maybe even saying, I appreciate the time that you took to even go the extra mile to train me or to enlighten me a little bit more about this topic. You know, small things like that can make someone's day because you never know what someone is going through. Okay, so fostering a culture of recognition. Let's shift our focus to creating a culture of recognition in the workplace. Leaders play a crucial role in setting the tone. And we will discuss some successful recognition programs and initiatives that have had a positive impact on organizational culture. But although leaders can set that tone, depending on what your role is, or it really doesn't even matter sometimes, you can also set the tone of fostering great recognition. It can be, you can even be a janitor. You can recognize the person, another janitor. You can recognize your manager. You can recognize, if you're a janitor at a school, a cafeteria worker or a principal. You know, the possibilities and the titles are endless, but leaders doesn't just have to set this tone. I believe that anybody can. And then leveraging gratitude for job satisfaction. Okay, so I know all jobs have their ups and downs and their advantages, disadvantages, and their problems. But this is something that we all should strive for. Gratitude is a key ingredient in the recipe for job satisfaction. We can talk about, or we will talk about, how feeling appreciated leads to higher engagement and motivation. And I can share some stories with you regarding that. So let's say you've been working hard, you feel like your work is not appreciated, and then all of a sudden out the blue, your manager or supervisor say, I noticed that you went the extra mile this week, although I've been very busy. Don't think that I haven't noticed your contributions and I can't say that I'm thankful for that. You know, hearing that after a stressful day or week can make all of the difference. So those are some things that I'm talking about. So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with some practical tips to bring gratitude into your daily work life. starting team meetings with a gratitude room, implementing a peer-to-peer recognition programs if you have that ability, and then just expressing gratitude during challenging times are just a few ideas you can try. All right, everyone, that concludes today's episode on gratitude in the workplace. Remember, the impact of a simple thank you extends far beyond the words themselves. Try incorporating some of these practices and let me know how it goes. I'm always here to hear your story. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, stay grateful. That's all for today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Rebranded Podcast, as well as our resume page at revision.writing. Need a resume or some other career service? We got you.